Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is New Mexico State University International and Border Programs Associate Provost and Associate Professor, Dr. Cornell H. Menking, to talk to us about the Las Cruces International Festival. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. How long has the festival been going on?
The festival has been going on for upwards of 20, maybe even 30 years. I honestly don't know the full history because it's so old. But I think the interesting thing here is really we're trying to reinvent it. But it has a long and successful history.
And how do you plan to reinvent it?
Well, I came from I've worked at a few other universities and college towns, and I've seen the International Festival be a real critical part of the community life, especially in college towns where there's, you know, not a whole lot of other things going on. I was at a university in Kentucky, two universities in Kentucky, and then I also saw the same thing happening at a university in Ohio. But basically what I saw were communities rallying around the university's international community and bringing the community's international community together and having an international festival that was a true celebration of the community's diversity. It was a joint community-university event, extremely successful, something that all the locals looked forward to every year. It was heavily dependent on volunteers because, you know, it's a labor of love for all the people involved. And I came to NMSU, and I said to myself, you know, yeah, we've got one. It's good, but it's just kind of become routine. Let's try to reinvent this a little bit. It was happening in our ballroom in Corbett Center. Very few community people were coming. It was basically celebrating to ourselves what we do. And I said to myself, we can do better. So I ventured to move it off campus and involve the community. So this is our third year in doing it in a new way. Our first 2 years, we did it in the convention center. And each year we grew the community component, got more and more people involved. And now this year, I feel like we're finally moving towards my ultimate goal, which was to do an outdoor festival. And so this year it's in Pioneer Park from 11 to 3 p.m. on April 2nd. So we're really excited. I think we're approaching that vision that I was talking about. But yeah, I was just thinking that one fun thing is we're going to be providing a free horse and buggy ride from the farmer's market over to the park. And we'll have some signage so that people from the Saturday farmer's market are aware of the festival just down the street. So there's a free shuttle on the horse.
So that's
buggy.
Something else new that you're adding
this year.
And do we have a lot of international community families here in Las Cruces?
We do. And it's mostly anecdotal. I don't have any, you know, demographic, you know, or census data, but just anecdotally, you see them around town. You see Vietnamese restaurants, Korean, Japanese, Chinese. There's a lot of diversity in this community, and they come out for our events, so we know they're out there. And we're attracting them to the festival now as well.
What attracts an international student to New Mexico State University?
My first answer would be we have a reputation for being a friendly and tolerant place. Having, you know, seen the challenges of internationalization at other American universities, more in the heartland, where embracing your international visitors is more difficult, that people are more reluctant, they're not used to seeing international people. People in Las Cruces are used to diversity. We're a diverse community. We've always been, you know, we've been a crossroads forever. This is my own theory. We've been a crossroads forever, and it's okay to be whoever you want to be here. And my theory is that our international students pick up on that because they really honestly say that they feel welcome here. Nobody pokes fun at them. Nobody discriminates against them. They can be who they are. And I'm talking about, you know, especially like Middle Eastern students who have a real hard time in some parts of the United States. They don't have a hard time here. They love it.
How does this help foster understanding of these other cultures here in our own community?
Well, the festival is a place, and it still remains, primarily a place for our international students. And we have about 1,600 international people on our campus. That's about 1,300 students seeking degrees, about 650 undergraduate, 650 graduate, and then another few hundred exchange and intensive English students, et cetera. So we've got over 1,500 people right here. And they all come to the United States expecting people to be curious about their culture. They bring trinkets, they bring goodies, you know, that they want to share. And astonishingly, there's very few opportunities to do that. Very few people ask them about their home country. So when we give them a venue, and the International Festival is not the only one, but it's the main one. When we give them a venue to share their culture, they come out in droves and ready to share, because that's, you know, that's really what they intended to do when they came here. And so we have there's lots of booths and dancing and all kinds of cultural exhibitions at the International Fest. There's a sound system. We have a drumming group from El Paso. I don't have the name off my, but they come every year. So it's a fun, vibrant thing. And then the students perform. We have Iranian students playing traditional instruments, Chinese dancers. It's a really full schedule.
Very colorful.
Very colorful.
And some unique foods as well.
Unique foods.
What is some of your favorites?
I can't choose. I have too many. But I think the Indian food is always very popular. Anything that's of Indian spice is always popular. And, you know, foods, it's a great topic. I'm glad you brought it up, because that's the first thing people think of is, it's an international festival. Let's go get some good food. Well, it's hard for students cooking, you know, either in a borrowed kitchen or their own kitchen to cook that much food. So we've had a problem having enough food. The food ran out really quickly. So this year, we are going to supplement that with food trucks. So a lot of the vendors from the community will be coming around, and we're hoping that they have a special twist on their own menus on that day. But the park itself is going to be having a lot of food vendor trucks around it. So there's going to be plenty of food this year. I'm confident in saying. In the past, I was always reluctant, but the students, we hope, will cook and bring their food out as well.
And possibly their own different types of clothing,
always.
Dance, music.
Always.
So it's free to the entire public?
It's free.
What about children? What would a young child who's never left New Mexico take away from this festival?
Well, you use the qualifier young. So I'll focus on the young children, because we really do want this to be a family event. So we get first of all the student clubs that present, and there's a lot of community groups I'll talk about in a second as well. But all the students are ready to have things for kids. They have little games and fun things, little sweets that they give to the children. And we also have a Charlotte's Place, a local daycare that comes and just voluntarily puts on children's activities. So they'll be there. There's also a passport system where the children go around and they have to go to each table and they get their passport stamped. So it's really geared toward young children, but not only. The adults are there. I've got some amazing images in my mind that I've seen in the past of you know, real local New Mexicans. You know, people that, you know, maybe came from rural areas. One vision in it, that it's a visual image for me. I actually have it a photograph. There is it's a cowboy. It's a young man. He's a cowboy, full blown, you know, the real deal. And he's talking to an African Arab student, and there's this photograph of them just really engaged. And I'm just like, that's what it's all about.
And something for everyone, and also for the well traveled person.
Absolutely. We get lots of those. Lots of the participants have they come wanting to share their stories or go to the booth where they spent, you know, their Peace Corps experience or what have you. So we get all kinds. Yeah, we get the novice and the well-traveled.
Well, again, let's recap. That's the Las Cruces International Festival, Saturday, April the 2nd, from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at Pioneer Women's Park, 500 West Las Cruces Avenue. And you can find out more information as well by going on the website, Las Cruces International Festival at New Mexico State University, where you're in the Office of the International and Border Programs. Mm-hmm. How long has that been around?
Again, something like 30 plus years. We've had a long, vibrant international history here. We've got very old partners, especially in Mexico. We're well established here. We're the most internationalized university in New Mexico by far. We have twice the percentage of international students as UNM. They have twice as many students, but we have about the same number of international students. So our density is much higher here. So.
And compared to UTEP?
Compared to UTEP, we're much more diversely internationalized. They have a huge Mexican student population, so their international population in that sense is large. But diversity, I don't think anybody can touch us in the region, yeah.
Well, on campus here, they also try to cater to the international student, don't they, at the cafeterias and the different food courts?
Absolutely. That's one of my office's responsibilities. So I'm in charge of comprehensive internationalization, which means getting our students to travel abroad, but also taking care of all those 1,500-plus international students. And so we try to provide, you know, as many accommodating services as possible, you know, working with the cafeteria, as you mentioned, having prayer space for Muslim students, providing places for them to share their culture, et cetera. That's all part of what we do.
Well, I really appreciate you coming out and sharing and being a bridge to the community in Puente.
Thanks.
And here to New Mexico State University and the community, which we have a lot of people attending so many of the different events and making it a very unique. As you said, you want to make it different this year.
Yeah.
So we, again, thank you so much, Dr. Cornell H. Menking, to talk to us about the Las Cruces International Festival.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.